Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on August 19 regarding Timothy Mitroka, M-I-T-R-O-K-A. As per the record supplied, Timothy Mitroka was seen at City MD on 3-2-22. Apparently, he gave a listed date of accident on 2-13-22 when his right elbow was hit by a metal bar. Period. This was part of his regular duties. This was his initial workers' compensation visit. Period. He had x-rays of the elbow that showed no acute osseous abnormalities. Period. He was diagnosed with right elbow pain and lateral epicondylitis, for which he was initiated on conservative care. Period. He returned on 3-5-22 and was tender over the lateral epicondyle and lateral intercubital space. Period range of motion and motor exam was limited by pain. Period sensation and radial pulse were normal. Period. He was prescribed lidoderm 5% topical patch as well as cyclobenzaprine, and given tennis elbow exercises by Dr. Malari, M-A-L-L-A-R-I. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Mitroka was seen by a hand specialist named Dr. Tan, T-A-N, on 3-16-22. Period. His assessment was exacerbation of right radial tunnel syndrome. Period. He had been seen in the past and treated conservatively for presumed radial tunnel syndrome diagnosis. Period. He had a lidocaine block which resolved the pain for several hours, even though he did not experience wrist or finger weakness. Period. Dr. Tan discussed treatment options, including surgical intervention. Period. On 3-31-22, he performed right radial tunnel release and posterior interosseous nerve decompression. The postoperative diagnosis was right radial tunnel syndrome. Period. He followed up postoperatively on 4-13-22 and was doing well. Period. He had some improvement with his symptoms. Period. He participated in physical therapy and followed up with Dr. Tan through 5-11-22. At that time, he had full elbow and forearm range of motion with normal movement and motion of the wrist and hand. Period. He explained the mechanism of injury several months ago would not cause any lasting structural damage to the elbow. Period. He could not attribute Mr. Mitroka's current subjective complaints to any anatomic structure. Period. He opined the claimant was able to return to work in regular duty as of 5-16-22, as 6 weeks is more than sufficient for recovery for the type of surgery he had. Period. His pain that he describes is unrelated and remote to the surgical site. Period. He was not happy with Dr. Tan's assessment about returning to work. Period. It was suggested that he seek another opinion, because he could not offer any reasonable diagnosis for his complaints. Period. He actually reported, quote, different type of pain, end quote, about the elbow, which he attributes to the most recent injury he had. Period. Now the pain is posterior about the olecranon and laterally about the biceps muscle. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Matruska was then seen by Dr. Montgomery on 5-19-22, period. He noted the claimant in 2019 had pain, numbness, and tingling. Period. MRI at that time demonstrated no obvious tendon tears. appeared to be seen by an outside surgeon who diagnosed him with radial tunnel syndrome and prescribed formal therapy. Period. He then sustained the subject incident. Period. He noted the MRI from 126-19 showed colon mild tricep tendinosis without tear, semicolon tendon synovitis distal bicep tendon without tendon tear, semicolon mild degenerative type signal ulnar aspect elbow joint, semicolon extensive increased T2 signal / edema within the brachioradialis muscle greater than the brachialis muscle may be due to myositis versus strain versus sequelae from entrapment neuropathy. There was no definite soft tissue mass and no muscle atrophy. Period. Dr. Montgomery suggested an updated MRI study. Period. Another MRI of the elbow was done on 5/26/22 to be inserted. Period. On 6/2/22, Dr. Montgomery reviewed these results with him. Period. He explained that he had a more recent acute injury that was concerning for distal bicep tendon injury. However, upon recent MRI review, there was no partial tear or discrete tear visualized. He had already undergone radial nerve release, and his elbow discomfort was now improving, but he was only taking over-the-counter anti-inflammatory, so was prescribed Celebrex. Dr. Montgomery released him from care to full duty without restrictions at maximum medical improvement. Clinical exam found some tenderness palpation of the antecubital crease. Period. Full passive range of motion of the elbow, but had some mild discomfort with resisted flexion and particularly supination. Period. Resisted pronation did not reproduce pain. Period. There was no tenderness over the medial or lateral epicondyle or posteriorly. Period. No pain or discomfort with resisted wrist extension or flexion. Period. He had no mechanical locking or catching with range of motion of the elbow. Period. Hook sign was negative as the distal bicep tendon is well palpated within the antecubital crease. Period. There was no obvious proximal retraction or Popeye deformity. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. On /2/13/22, Timothy Matroka reportedly injured his right elbow at work. Period for unclear reasons. He did not seek medical attention for this until presenting to the city MD on 3/2/22. Period. He was initiated on conservative care. Period. X-rays of the elbow showed no acute osseous abnormalities. Period. He followed up but remained symptomatic. Period. He then came under the hand specialist care of Dr. Tan. Period. He performed surgery on 3/31/22. For a postoperative diagnosis of right radial tunnel syndrome. Period. Postoperatively, he improved, and Dr. Tan released him from care to full duty. Period. However, Mr. Matroka did not agree with that assessment. Period. He had a second opinion evaluation with Dr. Montgomery. Period. He noted the claimant had already undergone an MRI of the right elbow in 2019. Period. A new MRI was done on 5/26/22. Period. He did not find any significant internal derangement to justify further treatment. Period. Like Dr. Tan, he cleared the claimant to return to work in a full duty capacity. Period. He had only mildly abnormal clinical findings on his last visit of 6/2/22. Period. I've been advised he returned to work on 6/22/22. period. New paragraph, this case will be rated for the aforementioned diagnosis with an excellent functional result and minimal, if any, clinical abnormalities. Period. End.